Today is Friday, October 25th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg is scheduled to visit Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac Saturday to rally for Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Buttigieg will meet with voters and encourage early voting, which began Tuesday. His visits will focus on issues important to the Harris-Walz ticket, such as lowering costs and protecting reproductive freedoms. A Republican state senator says he's not voting for Donald Trump. In a radio interview on Thursday, State Senator Rob Cowles of Green Bay said his vote for Kamala Harris marks the first time he's ever voted for a Democrat for president. Cowles has decades of service in the Wisconsin legislature and is currently the longest-serving state senator. The Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation is giving $160 million in total to the university, with $15 million of that going to AI research. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says the award will help UW-Madison lead the way in shaping AI's role in our future. The grant will also help speed up hiring of 120 to 150 new faculty over 3 to 5 years, help fund cutting-edge tech, bolster research staff, and provide startup costs. WRF has been awarding grant money to the university since 1925, and this year's total is larger than last year's grant of roughly $134 million. Wisconsin and South Dakota-based healthcare systems plan to merge. Marshfield Clinic Health System and Sanford Health, based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, announced Wednesday they plan to merge. The joint press release said the integration of the two health systems aimed to improve patient care with new technology, research, and training. The merger is expected by the end of the year, subject to regulatory approval and closing conditions, the company said. A big donation from a Southwest Wisconsin festival, La Crosse's Oktoberfest USA, donated $142,000 Thursday to a number of community groups. The list includes Big Brothers, Big Sisters, La Crescent Animal Rescue, local youth soccer, and a community church. The group donates its proceeds to community groups every year. The Green Bay Packers have agreed to offer the city of Green Bay the money it wants in an extended lease for Lambeau Field. That move came after all 12 city council members on Wednesday voiced their support for Mayor Eric Genrich in negotiations with the team. Council President Brian Johnson said Genrich was not being an obstructionist, but was sticking up for what's right for taxpayers by requesting things that are completely appropriate in a lease agreement. Following the press conference, the Packers offered rent with an annual escalator of 2.75% for 30 years, starting at about $1 million. In return, other provisions of the lease would remain in place, including the continued existence of the stadium district. The team said it would invest $1.5 billion in the stadium, and taxpayers would not be obligated to pay for that. The American Red Cross encourages you to give the gift of life by making a blood donation soon to help keep the blood supply stable. Two blood drives will be held today from 10 to 3 at Grace Lutheran Church in Dodgeville and from noon to 5 at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. The 80 German Warehouse will be the site of the haunted warehouse tonight and tomorrow night. A small scare with the lights on will be held from 5:30 to 6:30 to allow the younger audience and their guardians to experience the haunted warehouse. The No Mercy Scare is the adult version of the haunted warehouse with all the lights turned off. It will be held from 7 to 9:30. Groups of 8 people will enter the building promptly every 5 minutes. Your group number will be announced and your group will immediately head over to the warehouse. Only participants will be able to enter with their group number. Smaller groups will be added together to make a group of 8. If your group is larger than 8, be expected to be separated into 2 groups. Absolutely no cell phones or other devices will be allowed to be taken into the attraction. For safety reasons, it is important that everyone understands the rules before entering the attraction. Go to the Eventbrite webpage to view the rules. The Haunted Warehouse will be held tonight and tomorrow night at the 80 German Warehouse. Tickets will be available on a first-come, first-served basis for purchase next door in the 1912 building. Tickets for the small scare are priced at $10 per child and $15 per guardian. Tickets for the No Mercy scare are priced at $15 per person. Payments may be made by cash or card. Credit card fees apply. National Drug Take-Back Day is Saturday. The Wisconsin Department of Justice coordinates the effort to provide a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposal of prescription medications while also educating the public about the potential for abuse of these medications. Local law enforcement is working with community partners to host drug take-back sites in Grant, Richland, and Sauk counties. The Grant County Sheriff's Office will get an early start on National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Grant County will hold a collection today between the hours of 9 and 11:30 at Grant County Elderfest, located at the Grant County Fairgrounds Youth and Ag Building in Lancaster. The Richland Center Police Department will be hosting a local Drug Take-Back Day event Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Richland Center Police Department. If you are unable to attend Drug Take-Back Day, permanent drop boxes to dispose of unwanted medications properly are located at the Richland Center Municipal Building, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Center Pharmacy, and the Viola Village Hall. Local law enforcement is working with community partners to host three drug take-back sites in Sauk County, the Sauk Prairie Police Department from 9 to noon, and the Spring Green Police Department and Plain Municipal Office, both from 10 to 2. For Sauk County residents that cannot attend Drug Take-Back Day tomorrow, medications can be dropped off at year-round drug take-back sites at the Ho-Chunk Nation House of Wellness, the Sauk County Sheriff's Department, and police departments in Lake Delton, Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie, Spring Green, and Wisconsin Dells. Accepted items include any prescription or over-the-counter medication, including capsules, creams, inhalers, non-aerosol sprays, ointments, patches, pills, vials, and liquids in original containers and vapes with removable batteries. Not accepted are aerosol cans, anything containing blood or bodily fluids, batteries, cosmetics, eyeglasses, household hazardous waste, iodine containing medications, thermometers, personal care products, vapes, and e-cigarettes with built-in batteries. All accepted items must be in sealed containers or Ziploc bags. For security, people are encouraged to block out their names and other personal information listed on a prescription label with a marker. Simon's Recreation Complex in Richland Center will host a Halloween pool party Saturday. Enjoy music, popcorn, food and refreshments, swimming, and the new pool inflatables. Kyle Ewing is the assistant director at Simon's.
They're kind of like obstacles where you can climb. I mean, they've got hundreds, if not thousands, of options of different things you can choose and pick from to buy. And, I mean, you can jump off. One of them is like about 4 or 5 feet in the air, so you can jump off and jump in the water from there. It's actually called a subway, so it's got a top dome where you can climb on top, jump off, but you can also be underneath while people are climbing on top.
The public is invited to attend the Halloween party at Simon's this Saturday from 2 to 5. Cost of admission is free for members and $5 for non-members. There were two Fonzies in Milwaukee on Wednesday. Actor Henry Winkler, best known for his role as Arthur Fonzarelli on Happy Days, was in Milwaukee for a book tour and just had to make a stop at the statue erected in his honor. The bronze Fonz has been on the Riverwalk in Milwaukee since 2008 and is a beloved local fixture and frequent selfie spot.